This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Who likes that stuff? I was never big on that. Were you, Jay? You ever?
I'm a person that believes that sweet potatoes should be treated like their russet and baby red counterparts. Don't sweeten them up. Don't put brown sugar or cinnamon or any of that stuff on it. Like, give me the salt, do the garlic, all of that. I love sweet potatoes, but not when they are sweetened up.
Not too sweet. Mm-hmm. Sweet, but naturally sweet. Kind of goes in.
Naturally sweet, yes.
Right. If you want to listen to our Food, Farm, and Family, the daily report is at foodfarmfamily.com, but today's we have the beginning of what I'm going to probably spend a couple of days on here and there and mostly in that venue, because it's certainly appropriate when you're thinking about what to save and what to throw away, or what to buy and what not to buy, looking at labels, understanding dates and all that sort of thing. An important ingredient to having food around. We know that leftovers are a big thing this week. And so I'll try to give you a steer in the right direction when it comes to that. But every day you could probably spend a few minutes learning about things, our connection to the farm, the food that comes from there, encouraging people to buy locally if they can. That's one of the things American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union have really stepped up. They're pushing that. And it starts at Thanksgiving, goes through the holidays, and maybe gives you the, this happened during COVID when people had no choice because there was no food in the grocery stores. They found their local farmers and found the way to find much better food for the most part. So anyway, those conversations continue always on foodfarmfamily.com. Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner is here. Quiet, right? We're being very quiet. Right, right, exactly. I have a plan. You know, there's, who is it that said, I have a dream? That was Martin Luther King.
Yes.
So Doug Steffens' epitaph, I have a plan. Yes, I have a plan. I like to read and learn. That's my plan. And listen to, as well as understanding what smart people have to say about various things. You know who's smart and who's not. Do you judge them by whether they agree with you? Or not? That person's very smart. He agrees with me. No, uh-uh. Try to surround yourself with a diverse point of view. A lot of people, this is one of the things that sadly has overtaken the radio, the talk radio industry. There are people who present the right way of thinking, quote, right, or the left, but there are very few. Jay and I are about to undertake, and Jennifer, see if I can squeeze a, we got to squeeze a picture of Jennifer in. We're going to do a promotional thing that basically focuses on how we, with the attitude we have in this program, sort of turns talk radio upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And, the talking points that we come up with here are often about the issues of the day that everybody's talking about, but not necessarily taking the same point of view. All right, so that's something that just, maybe that's too much inside baseball, but when I look at issues like the whole immigration thing, looking at the numbers, this is something that ought to be on our minds all the time, and it isn't because we get lost with a lot of different things. The number of illegal immigrants who are in New York City that have to be, this is one city. The city is paying to house 58,000 people a night that are there illegally. Imagine, one city paying the bill for 58,000 people who don't belong in New York, but they're there. Now, in terms of what the city of Los Angeles, use that as an example. Jennifer can weigh in on this. The last night in Los Angeles, the feed and shelter of illegals, never mind the people who are homeless, but the people, this is a double whammy because about twice as much for the homeless as opposed to, you know, with immigration, the illegal immigration, $10 million a night to feed and shelter the migrants. Again, this is not the homeless. These are the migrants who are there.
It also makes you wonder if they allowed bidding, how much that number would be. Because I mean, obviously, the point is that there's a lot of people, but it also is the government bloat that makes money from this, because what's happening is that they've created a whole other industry creating services to serve the homeless or the migrants. So it's making people money or they wouldn't be doing it.
Let's go back to New York. So if you do the math for the 58,000 illegals who were there, multiply the services, budgets of the city's fire, sanitation, park department, where these people, they have to have extra people on. But the cost this past year to the city of New York was $4.7 billion. By the time you add in all of the housing for these people that are illegal, what is being done to, quote-unquote, protect them or give them what they need, listen, this is not about me being a bad guy and saying we shouldn't help people. We are here to help. But we shouldn't be letting all these people in because we don't know who the heck they are, number one. And this is an old ruse, an old conversation. It's an old argument, but yet, nobody seems to be paying, or not enough people are paying attention to it.
Well, and also here, there are people who legitimately need help, and then there are people who are coming in to game and take advantage of the system.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole other element that you're talking about that are actually here to do us harm and that are here to smuggle in women and drugs and do nefarious, maybe even terrorism.
Well, so what about Governor Abbott as an example? There's a floating barrier. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of this along the Rio Grande, because there it's kind of a clever. They didn't finish the wall, so at least along the border in Texas, somehow or other, Abbott got almost like a barge that you can't get around along the Rio Grande from El Paso all the way down to Brownsville.
Do you think someone sitting and listening to your show right now going, it's a large barge, Marge?
Yes, it is, Jennifer. It's a large barge, Marge. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, I'm saying this sort of collectively because there are those who are now swearing by Newsmax instead of Fox. And I actually watched some of it over the weekend. I'm at night when I'm pretty much done. I am done. I've had enough. Like last night we get done. Daisy and I get done about 8:30 working on the farm. So I came home, and I do, because of what I'm doing here, I like to think that I need to stay informed. Hello, duh. Now, that doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that's said. I just want to know what's being said. So I turn to News Nation a lot. I did look at Newsmax over the weekend, and I was looking at some of the hyperbole, some of the promotion for some of the shows. I don't know who Carl Higbee is, for example. Do you know, Jennifer, who Carl Higbee is? Never heard of him before.
No, not familiar.
Right. The only person that I see, Eric Bolling, I know, and I don't know why I know him. I think
he was on Fox.
He was on Fox, okay. And then there's Greta Van Susteren, who...
has been everywhere.
Has been everywhere. Yeah, but she's now...
I mean, literally, like on all the cable networks.
No, she has been. Yeah, exactly. So I just am looking at that, and I think, okay, look at all the promotion and stuff. The whole business of what we... the reason I was talking about Greta Van Susteren is because she was talking about inflation and where inflation has hurt. Because we are at a 40-year high.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. We sure do.
You're trying to buy something?
I've been through those numbers. Jay, how many times, almost every day, off and on for a month, I've talked about what the American farmer is getting versus what you're paying.
And honestly, it's probably still not enough to speak on. It's a very important conversation that we should all be having. And we even discussed the possibility of, you know what, it's a little bit too late now for Thanksgiving, but start thinking about it for next year's Thanksgiving. Do a farm-to-table Thanksgiving. There are so many farms in your area, and there are actually some brick-and-mortars. I'm not talking farmers markets, but a brick-and-mortar that's always there, farmers market that partners with a lot of the different farmers that are nearby, so you don't necessarily have to go to each farm, but they get a bigger chunk because it is truly with the farmer in mind.
That's actually very smart, because the reason we have so much inflation, what nobody likes to tell you, is because of the drilling policies of the Biden administration. So most of our so-called inflation is happening because you're having to pay more for gas and trucking stuff all over the place. That's why the farmers are suffering, because they're still charging the same amount, but all that extra money that you're paying is in trying to get stuff from one place to the other.
Well, let me give you a little insight into that. I don't buy new tractors, although I actually did buy a new tractor a couple of months ago because it had a cab on it. It was warm, so the guys won't be cold when they're working around the cows and feeding them this winter. But generally speaking, I like older open cab tractors, and I'm more likely to keep rebuilding them, putting new engines and things in them until they completely wear out, because it's cheaper. I don't like all of the things that are part of the regulations that make you put DEF into this, and, you know, there's all kinds of computer gadgetry, and that's just, no, I don't want to do that. But in terms of what we are doing on the farm and what has been done, and, you know, you look at the various things that are a part and parcel of what we're eating, how we're eating, where we make our decisions, what happens to the farmers. I bought a tractor at an auction last week in Wisconsin. And it's going to cost me not almost as much as I paid for the tractor, but I did the same thing last year. I bought a tractor on the Midwest and shipped it here. The amount of money it's going to cost to ship that tractor back here is twice what I paid last year to do pretty much the same thing. And that's really what's going on in the inflation department everywhere. So something to be aware of, I think, for sure. Not that we aren't anyway. 18 after the hour.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Seven's Good Day program. Time for us to check in with some technology related to social media. Don't forget, whenever you want to express yourself, we have lots of ways of doing it. All of the social media is connected to us at Good Day Networks. And that even includes X! X! X!
What is that?
X marks the spot. Well, I suppose I should spend a little time talking about I'd like to know what the source of this is, frankly. I'm betting it's a left of center, some kind of a social or maybe printed media. The focus is on all the advertisers that are leaving Elon Musk's X. They've halted their advertising. And so is that bad? Elon Musk got plenty of money. He doesn't care. Is it about his reputation? This is, you know, a lot of people.
I think it shows you who's anti-freedom of speech.
Well, look at it. These are a bunch of, listen, Disney, yeah. Paramount, NBC, Comcast, Lionsgate, Warner Brothers, and CNN, Discovery channel
because
as well.
If you think about what Elon's done at Twitter, he's just lifted the veil, or X, he's lifted the veil on all those accounts that were pushed aside. So unless you're anti-freedom of speech, I don't know why you would be upset by that.
Disney is the worst. Yeah. Yeah.
Disney is pretty
Apple
bad.
Withdrew. Yeah, right. Disney's awful. It is awful, awful. And people don't put it all together. They say, well, I want to go to the Disney parks because they're fun. Yeah, I get that. Disney has bought up almost everything when it comes to entertainment, video. They want to buy everything. Mm-hmm. And they control much of the thought pattern of many things. Okay, so IBM says that they pulled out because they have zero tolerance for hate speech and discrimination. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you teach people about how bad it is if you eliminate it all? People aren't going to know.
But also, hate speech is on every social media platform.
Of course it is. It's ridiculous.
So why is X targeted? Mm-hmm.
All right, exactly. All right, here's an interesting business having to do with AI. I don't know if you know who the French singer Edith Piaf is.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have her in my iPod right after Blake Shelton.
Do you? Congratulations. Anyway, well, this is obviously she's a French performer.
La Belle Rose, that's a famous one.
Yeah, but she's been dead for 60 years. And now the AI people are using her voice to recreate a new documentary about her. And this was done here in our country by Warner Music. It's an animated biopic of her work. It tells the story, but is it the people and I guess the family or some folks are saying, okay, this is an example of how it can be done, and isn't that amazing? Yeah, because she's been dead since, 1963 or something, and so they found some of her old stuff and they've recreated it, but then, you use that. And it becomes, you could go back to Al Jolson, or you could go back to Gregory Peck, or you can go back to any number of people who are Marilyn Monroe, right? What's to keep them from recreating Marilyn Monroe?
I'm typically not a fan of them doing stuff like this, but if it's okay with the family to hear somebody narrating their own documentary, that would be pretty neat.
Well, it's an interesting example of how it works. I just went further with it to say, well, what if, it's this person or that person, I think. Lots to be discovered, I think, when it comes to this sort of thing, for sure. But it's 28 after on Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there, because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle, just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel continues to hunt for Hamas terrorists. Intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza. Hamas uses sites like hospitals to conduct war, knowing they're safe from aerial bombardment. The United States and Israel are negotiating with terrorists, as Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were brutally taken during the October 7th murderous rampage by Hamas in Israel. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday. The public will be able to pay their respects at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. That'll take place November 27th. A private funeral service will be held November 29th at the Carter Family Residence in Plains, Georgia. Today is officially National Entrepreneurs Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Are you going on Thanksgiving Day? To those family celebrations, passing on knowledge down through the years, at the gathering of generations. Every year is the same routine, all over.
Now 34 at the hour.
There we go.
Why do you... wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. James.
The rule here is that if we're going to play music about a particular holiday or something that we want to get people's attention, you don't play something that sounds like that. You play something that sounds like Apple Peach, Buckabye, little, little, little. Yeah. Thank you. Crank that up. This is right. Throw those old... So here's the rule. Right, this is Doug the disc jockey with my hat on. Jennifer's dad and I were disc jockeys back when. And so we would tell you that when you come out of the news, you always come out with an up-tempo, upbeat song. You don't come out with...
How did you come out with something like that? Because that picks after the newscast, people are down and almost out.
So terrible, yeah.
That's right. So let's brighten things up with a little of this and a little of that.
I'll make a note.
I know you will. Okay. Now, let's see. We have lots of things and not a lot of time. So let's see where we are here. First of all, let's celebrate what happens at auctions. I was talking about buying a tractor at an auction last week. One of the world's rarest blue diamonds sold at auction for $44 million at Christie's.
I bought it. Did you?
There's Jennifer making a big time at KRLA. Anyway, the blue royal diamond was set in a ring, and so somebody came in. They thought it was going to sell for $35 million. This just goes to show you how inflation even screws people trying to buy stuff in an auction. It's a pear-shaped blue diamond, 17 carats. So what does that mean? It weighs... What does that weigh? How do you carry that? What do you do with that? Is that something you would put in a ring?
You can have someone to carry your hand around for you.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So there it is. Christie's announcing this huge amount of money. And when you think about where we are, there's this whole thing that continues the difference. And I think we talked about this, not necessarily Jennifer, when you were here last week, the whole business of what I want it because you have it. I deserve it because you have it. Why do you deserve it? Well, there's a lot of difference. You know, maybe it gets absurd when it gets into these numbers. But you know what? Somebody created that wealth with an idea. And they put the idea into play, and it became a successful idea. And I'm looking at another auction here where the same sort of thing, maybe it's more, you know, in terms of this blue royal diamond, that was mine. That wasn't a business, but a business was created to create the wealth to pay $44 million for the diamond. So now there's a vintage Apple computer that was actually signed by the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak. That's being sold at auction. It's called the Apple One. And this is something first on the market, quote unquote, in June. Somebody apparently bought it, and now they've decided they're going to turn it around and sell it, which is probably pretty clever of them. The computer has been restored to its fully operational status, comes with a custom-built case with a built-in keyboard. It's a rare commodity. So think about it this way. Back to establishing or creating wealth. They figure, by the way, it'll sell for about $700,000. Good guy. Mm-hmm. So if it weren't for Apple, think about that business. Think about what Wozniak and Jobs created, right? And well, they had nothing. They had an idea, and they made it work, and they both became mega wealthy.
This started out of a garage. I mean, like, yeah. You really look at the basis, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at stores and stuff. Look at the light bulb that Edison made, right? Think about that and where it started and now what that patent is worth to the relatives of Thomas Edison. But he had nothing at all. Nothing. And you look around at LED lamps today and what, you know, they are, what that patent is worth. And then, you know, I'm around machinery all the time, so I know, even though I'm not a fan of Caterpillar stuff being made in China, they're beginning to move it out. Not a lot of the stuff that they're building is being made in Japan. Hello, bring it back here. Anyway, the sales, second and third quarter sales and earnings for Caterpillar have been very strong. And you go back, okay, where did this company come from? This was another, like some guy, like Harry Ferguson and Henry Ford were friends, and they worked one weekend. Henry Ford was making cars, and Ferguson had this idea because there were these old steam-driven tractors, and he wanted to make a tractor that was small and economical. And so he and Henry Ford got together, and they made the Ford Ferguson tractor. First there were Ford, then there was Ford Ferguson, then Ferguson went off on his own. But this guy was a farmer, and he made millions for himself and his family because of what he'd created. He did. He understood how the gearing, all that stuff. Somebody had to figure it out. And don't those people deserve to have the results of how successful their idea is? Look at stores. Look at Uber, the guys that started Uber. Look at, as much as I don't, Google, those two worms started it, and look at how they become jillionaires. And then what happens with certain companies that are online or they're out public, and I don't know. I just think that we get so lost in, the whole business of what people deserve. You deserve it if you've created it. And there should be no limits on it. Never mind what Joe Biden says about, we got to tax the rich. That's why. I was watching Bill Maher on Friday night. He says Biden's going to lose and lose big time. Mostly because, not of his age, but because of his approach to things, which I thought was pretty interesting. I find Maher, even though he's an obnoxious, he's got a lot to say that makes a lot of sense, man.
Well, it's weird because I think the Democrat Party has gone so far left, and now Bill Maher looks like the voice of reason.
Right.
So it's kind of weird.
Right, exactly. All right, I was looking at the countdown stories from last week. Sometimes when we're all together, Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, as we get together at the beginning of the week, looking back at the things that will have staying power, what do you think the Israel? I was saying earlier, Jen, before you were here, talking about how tired we are of the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Such as the interesting thing is that it's not even in the top 10 for the last couple of weeks, and it had been for a long time for obvious reasons, but not. And then the stopgap funding bill, the amount of heat that Mr. Johnson is taking I tried to separate this out. Tell me if you think I'm right or not. Jay and I were kibitzing earlier. It may be that you're not a fan of his particular viewpoint, but you got to hand it to the guy. He just sat in the chair and figured out how to get something that would pass and got it done. So now
and
these
no
right-wing
drama.
Boobs,
how about
right,
that?
No drama, just pass it. Done. Over. So
I told you, I like the guy. I think he's
I know you did.
Like a solid, like everyman kind of guy. I don't know. I like him.
Well, that in this case, and McCarthy was pretty good at doing this as well. You got to figure out how to make it work in the face of the boobs who are on the left that are crazy and the boobs that are on the right. Didn't you tell me you interviewed Marjorie Taylor Greene, speaking of boobs on the right?
I did, last Friday, yes.
Right, you didn't get that.
I heard it.
All right, so tell us about that conversation, because you tease me all the time about the plane ride I had with her, but...
find her to be attractive, and by the way, she's been absolutely... In some ways, she's brought on a lot because she's one of the louder members of Congress, but because of that, she's been absolutely attacked. I mean, you look at any headline, and everybody is saying negative things about Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's just, it's crazy to see it. I did it before she came on. I just kind of looked around to see what was going on, what she was making news with. And, there are a couple of different people, like we could look at Matt Gaetz, or we could look at these other people who find microphones. And you can make the argument that they're doing it because they want the attention or to try to further themselves. I actually believe, after talking to her, that she finds the microphone because she believes what she's doing is right. Mm-hmm. And so I actually liked that. I respect it. If you're going to be it doesn't mean everybody has to agree with her, but if you're doing it for the right reasons, like for Bernie Sanders, for instance, I don't agree with 99.9% of what Bernie Sanders says.
That's true.
But I don't hate him and I don't dislike him because I think he's real. I think he absolutely believes what he's spewing.
Oh, I agree.
And so I think that's, you know what I mean? And then you look at the members of the squad and you go, well, those people like being on TV, maybe they can't be this wild. But with her, I actually feel like she believes what she's doing. And she, you know, she's looking at trying to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. She's like, forget going after Biden. We need to go after the person who is failing at his job every single day because we can't afford to keep the border open one more day. And so she raised a motion to try to get impeachment articles filed against him. And a lot of the Republicans turned her down and turned on her to try to protect Mayorkas. And you wonder why, because he certainly isn't doing the job that he's supposed to do as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. So I don't know. It was an interesting one. I don't think that everybody's right when they like to just throw hatred in her direction.
No, I don't either. As a matter of fact, if you want to give Jay her number or contact, I wouldn't mind having her on this program just for the heck of it.
I'll send you the pitch. She's got a book out. That's what she's promoting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she is. But I think that I don't like to have politicians on because usually what it does is polarize the audience.
That's
and, you know, me,
yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. That's not what this program is all about. Although sometimes people accuse me of being polarizing when I talk about the global media. But there's a difference here. I'm polarized. You know, I was just talking about Disney and all the rest of them and, you know, what they're all about. I was looking at the list of big tech companies that have basically taken over the media, the news media. For example, Alphabet. Think about the news and people, what they get. They own YouTube. They own Google News. The revenues last year were $151 billion for them. You don't think that influences popular? Facebook, the same thing.
Wow.
$70 billion last year. Apple, Disney last year had $28 billion in revenue. But look at how the top 10 companies that own media, they're all big tech companies. All of them. What does that tell you? All right. It is food for thought. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's 48 after the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, pre-Thanksgiving, if you will. How many times, Jay, have I said that you should prepare for Thanksgiving, the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, by going on a diet? People say, what? On a diet? Are you crazy? Well, okay, I'm going to send you in another direction for a moment here. How does calendrin work? And should I, this is a question I get all the time from people, you know how calendrin works, they say, and I do. I respond, yes, I do know how calendrin works. It's very supportive of your body's effort to keep you in shape and here on the planet as long as possible. And so if you sort of relate it to where we are this week with Thanksgiving, and you think about what's ahead, do you think it's smart if you're really conscious of, you want to eat? What is the old expression? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow I'll die. Well, that's not going to be the case, but the idea of eating and drinking and being merry is here, so why not celebrate with a clear conscience? How about you go to Calendrin's website, toploss.com, and you understand after me talking about it for all these years. Actually, I'm the only national spokesperson that they have for the product on the radio. They have a lot of local stations that talk about Calitrin and how it works for the hosts and that sort of thing. I've never really needed to be on a diet per se. I'm conscious of my weight. It fluctuates this time of year until after the holidays. It'll change maybe 4 pounds, 5 pounds. We all have that. And I choose not to allow that to happen. So that's why I go to Calitrin and take 3 capsules every night before I go to bed. And I know it works because I've been doing a lot more exercising and I can feel the difference in my body. And that's what you want. You want to feel the difference and know that something good is happening, and especially good because it's all natural. So if you want to be with the average American that gains 8 pounds during the holidays, and you want to if you want to lose weight, instead of that, go to toploss.com and figure it out. It improves everything about your life. And I know that he's just saying that because they tell him to say that. No, I'm saying that because I know it works.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that these are conversations that we have when nobody's even listening. Like, you've been a big advocate for them. You actually got me on it, Doug. And one of the things I like is that it doesn't make your heart flutter. Like, most pills, like diet pills and all of that will. It gives you the heart palpitations, and sometimes it gives you that, like, big boost of energy that's always followed by the crash. And Calitrin doesn't do that. Plus, they have all of those other great supplies, like the Belly Blaster and the Starch Blocker.
All that good stuff. Okay, so that's enough. I want to talk about some other stuff here with Thanksgiving. But Calitrin, join the movement. Get healthy. Go to toploss.com. Take my advice, Jay's advice, Elizabeth Miller, who's on the program all the time. Help you out. There's always somebody there that will help you out. Go to toploss.com. And when you order a 90-day supply right now through Thanksgiving, get another 90 days to help somebody else, support somebody else in their weight loss plan. Okay, got it? Weight loss goals galore. Make them come true by going to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and all the access to the great plans that they have, whatever the big plan is at the moment. Okay, so the Thanksgiving prices. I've been talking about this because I want to encourage all of you through our Food, Farm, and Family website, through the American Family Farmer website, through the Good Day Show website, that it's important for you as a consumer to shop locally for your Thanksgiving meal. I'm sure a lot of you have that stuff all put together, but the fact that farmers are getting pennies on the dollar, unless you go directly to them, where you can go to a local farmer, get your Thanksgiving meal, whatever you can, as much as you can. A lot of the local farmers still have potatoes and sweet potatoes and broccoli, perhaps.
Green beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, keep in mind that this kind of, when you go directly to the farmer, it evens things out. Because nationally, only 15 cents of every dollar that you will spend for your Thanksgiving meal goes to the farmer who grows the food. Do you realize how damnable, how outrageous that is? It is, holiday, same can go through for, goes for everything, Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. Local farmers buying, having you buy locally, it'll bring you back to having a local economy. And that's what's much better than having all these national stores control the food dollars, control what you buy. I'm looking at we had these stats here for the turkey. About 65, 66 cents is all that's earned per pound for the turkey that you buy. I mean, think about it that way.
That's
all right?
Awful.
It is. Buy locally, get a better sense of where the food is and what's in the food, okay? 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.